hell?
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's going to be kind of tough, because a lot of the stuff is interior dialogue, which is indicated by italics in the text, but I'm not exactly sure how to signify that in terms of voice acting. But I guess
I can read it. You just send it.
Yeah, you can just send it to us, and maybe you can just skim it over.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So, let's see. Let's figure out who's who.
Okay, it's...
Why don't we just read it, like, two sentences at a time or something? I don't know.
There's four characters in the parts which I sent you. There's Takahashi Ai, there's Najimi Mami, there's Nigaki Risa, and there's Suzuki Cannon.
Well, we could just take turns to make it more crack-like.
Yeah, let's just do that, so it's nice and even.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be even, because the characters' voices would change all the time.
Well, I meant even reading-wise, not voice-wise.
They went through a change, your character's for at 25.
or how about this? How about I'll be the narrator? So, but I won't say any of the like interior dialogue or exterior dialogue.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So, make it official. This is a fanfic based on the public images of various Hello Project artists. It's no way, shape, or form trying to imply anything about the personal lives of the real people behind the public images.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Disclaimer. Okay, pedal, chapter one. Club sign up day.
Hey, I'm the narrator.
Oh, sorry. Well, the narrator turns to a female.
Hey. Okay. Takahashi Ai neatly rearranges the papers on a rather bare-looking table.
All right. I'm now a second-year student. This year, I'm running the show. The world is playing by my rules now. I'm the one in charge.
Ai looks over at some of the other tables in the junior high school courtyard. And nervously adjusts her stylish glasses.
Right! And also, I have to take responsibility for not creating a fancy-looking table. Well, it's the message that counts, not what the table looks like.
So, you are really doing this? I thought that you were just joking.
I looks up at Yajima Mami, who stands in front of her table.
No joke! I've got approval from the teacher.
I don't want to jinx you or anything, but the dance club will be happy to take you back if your new club doesn't take off.
Mimi, you might be a better dancer than me, but don't underestimate my resolve. My club will succeed!
I don't. That's why we want you back. But if this is your dream, then we'll just have to replace you with some of the bright young first-year students.
Eyes eye narrow.
If I don't sign them up for my club first.
Mommy leans in to stare in Eyes' face.
Well then, I will consider you my rival now.
I blushes.
That's ironic. For a whole year, I worked my ass off trying to keep up with Mommy, and she barely acknowledged my presence. I quit her club, and now I am her rival. But there is a downside to this. Mami is persuasive and charismatic. I might lose some good prospects to her.
I'm happy to have you as a rival.
Mami flips her long, straight hair out of her face.
Let the games begin!
Mami turns around and walks back to her table. I gulps.
If any of the prospects like girls with sexy butts, I might just lose to her.
But
it's not a wonder that last school year, this girl got confession letters nearly every day in her locker.
I could. You're not with the dance club now?
Hi, Kenan-kun. I'm not. I'm starting my own club. Here, check it out.
I hit Suzuki Cannon, a flyer. Amazing. But if this doesn't work out, you know that I can always use you. And I can guarantee that you would get on stage. I smiles.
Thanks. Since I do admire what you accomplished last year, your dreams, your words mean a lot. But somehow I don't think that I am cut out for stage plays.
Kenan gives I a serious look. But what you guys are doing is unprecedented and very difficult. If you guys need help, don't hesitate to ask.
You were laughing at that one.
Don't you think that there's an acting element to what your club is trying to do? Eyes glaze over.
Darn it! I never thought of that.
Don't be afraid to ask. I will support you. After all, we're classmates.
Thanks, I might have to.
Okay. Nigaki Risa walks through the falling sakura petals.
Yes, I'm finally here at St. Harmony Junior High School. For me to find myself.
I like it. I like that voice. Risa walks into...
You have to make a weird face when you do it, though.
Okay. Risa walks into the school courtyard. There are dozens of tables set up, each one advertising a school club.
Oh my god! Ai-senpai, I'm here!
Jeez, we live in the same apartment building. You don't have to call me senpai.
Oh, your voice is so funny. But I want to call you senpai! Senpai! But... But why are you not with the dance club?
I've started my own club. Here's a flyer. You should consider joining.
Risa looks at the flyer.
Sounds like I'm watching regular show, but I... without the video.
Nani? Uso. How can you even think I can do this?
I smiles a sneaky smile.
Well, if you think of me as your senpai, then listen to what your senpai has to say. I don't think you could do it. I know that you can do it.
But me, a singing idol? Shouldn't I be gorgeous and sexy and stuff like that?
I look so for Risa.
Although she's skinny and somewhat flat-chested, her body still is kind of appealing. Risa really does sell herself short. She would be pretty attractive if she let her hair grow out from the bowl cut. It's not true! The only real requirement to be able to make people like you and want to root for you.
But singing and dancing in front of other people? What if I screw up?
If you never screwed up, why would anyone root for you to get better? Besides, I can teach you the singing and dancing stuff.
Do you really think I can do this?
I nods. I motions for Risa to stay still, and I walks over to the main stage and grabs an extra chair.
Sit right here and back me up. You don't have to say anything that you don't know and think about. Just tell people that you know me really well and you know that I am reliable.
Risa nods.
Well, that's certainly true, but shouldn't I at least visit the other tables?
Sure, but hurry back. The group needs you right here.
Risa starts exploring. Risa-chan, over here! Risa walks over to a brightly decorated table.
Kanan-senpai?
You remember me! I'm so glad! I was very moved last year after the school play when you remarked that I was a great director.
It was amazing. I was just stating the obvious.
strange. Risa sounds a lot like Arya.
And you came to our workshop during spring break.
It sounded like fun.
So, have you found a club yet?
I think I may have been drafted into one, but I don't think I can do it.
I couldn't club? Risa nods.
You can, and if you have any problems, I have already promised Icun to help in any way that I can.
Risa looks dazed.
Panin Senpai.
And I already taught you how to do a praying mantis imitation. Cannon makes a random looking face. A tumbleweed rolls by.
Where the hell did that tumbleweed come from?
That's just an anime cliche when somebody says something that like completely like shorts everyone's minds out, like they just sort of stand there in shock and like a tumbleweed randomly rolls by. Okay, but don't forget that you also have a home here.
Busso!
Actually, after the workshop, I was hoping that you would join my club. Cannon whispers in Risa's ear, I need a rival, you know.
Oh my god, what am I to do? I would do anything for Ai Senpai, but Kanan Senpai is the most amazing looking girl I have ever seen.
But don't worry, I'm sure we'll work together soon. Please be a good kohai for my classmate, Icon.
Yes, Kanan Senpai.
I just imagine you floating.
Cannon pats Risa on the head. Now, there are plenty of other tables you should visit. They are all your senpais, and I'm sure that they all have important advice to give you.
Okay. I don't even know what to say, man. What the hell did we just do?
I think we just butchered a fanfic.
No, I actually think we captured the I think we captured the emotions of the piece quite well.
What emotion? Oh, I was being emotionless.
That was too much fun. I want to do another one.
Oh. Oh, you're so funny, Corey. Your voice is so funny.
if we wanted to, I can send you guys the next installment.
We could probably butcher one of mine. I don't mind butchering it. I really don't.
You have to be overdramatic.
Yeah, you have to be overdramatic. You have to be extremely kawaii.
Or you can purposely just write a fanfic really horrible, and then we can just read it.
But
I'm going to try to find a short one, so we don't take long.
But getting back to my fic, for a second, do you think that the tone of the fic was okay? That's it's supposed to be like this like teen anime type adventure, where this plucky girl starts an idol singing club and goes through all sorts of misadventures and meets all sorts of interesting people and they have adventures and everybody falls in love and out of love and all sorts of other stuff.
I think it doesn't seem realistic.
Well, he said it's kind of like an anime. An anime is not really realistic.
But I don't know. You don't want this to seem like really crazy crack, do you? Are you trying to be serious with this?
Well, there's already a tumbleweed, so I think it's kind of
tumbleweed in the school. What the fuck is that thing?
It kind of borderlined there.
Well, if it's crack-like, then okay, I understand. Then
it's supposed to be a light comedy.
Oh, that's why. Well, you definitely achieved the oddness of it from the comedy. Like I said, like crack. Because crack is just like crazy, comedy crazy stuff.
Okay, I found one. I'm going to try and send it to you guys.
Oh my god. Please don't make it long. I need to leave.
It's not. It's short. It's short. Hold on.
I can't do a frilly, girly voice, though.
Well, I don't think you have to for this one. I found one that's kind of short. You can do monotone voice if you want to.
That's my normal voice.
No,
Yes, it is.
What is that in your voice?
Monotone voice is my normal voice. What are you talking about?
Actually, I think the most cracktastic thing about the stories so far is the fact that that Zuki is Risa's senpai.
The whole thing is crack. Why the hell is Risa calling someone younger than her senpai?
Well, younger than Kenan in this.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, this is an alternate universe where Risa's a first-year junior high school student and Kenan's a second year.
This is alternate universe plus crack.
I'm not sure it's like...
Crack can be a good thing. Don't worry. I made a crack one shot.
Okay.
You can just sprinkle it a little bit. You don't need a whole pile.
A whole pile of crack.
Okay, so it's break time.
My Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break time. Let's make this even worse than it already is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
What are you talking about, child?
So who are the characters?
Okay,
Risa,
Sayu, and Reyna.
Okay.
But I got dibs on Risa again.
Okay. And is anyone going to be the narrator?
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
The door slowly creaked open and I cautiously poked her head in.
Oh, God, this is embarrassing.
Then don't do this. Then don't do
No, I want to do it though, but it's embarrassing.
What the hell? You are morbid.
Go.
See if the coast is clear. When she saw that she was the only person in the dressing room, she sighed and went, what the hell is this? It's not a perv, is it?
No.
Okay, good, because then I'd have to beat you
up. Why would it be? It's not even from the perv section. It's from the one-shot section.
Okay, so I'll just go on.
Okay. Why would I even give you? That would be horrible if I gave you one.
She sighed in relief and widened the door some more as she quickly ran over to where her bag of makeup was placed. As soon as the monkey made it to her destination, she flopped into the chair and started digging into her bag.
Mo, where are you?
It didn't take long for her to find her beloved DS. When she did. And when she did, a huge grin appeared on her face.
Oh, wait, wait.
You killed the moment.
Sorry.
She instantly flipped open the device and turned it on, completely zoning out the world around her. Hilliard didn't even notice a door open to unveil the rest of her groupmates clattering away and bringing in their lunches from the staff. Sayu giggled as she noticed their leader and nudged Serena's shoulder.
Why don't you be Sayu, junkie?
iChan's playing her DS again. Wonder how Gaxan will get her attention this time. The kid nodded in agreement as she sat down in her chair to start eating. Who the hell is this?
Reyna.
Oh. Who's gonna be Reyna? I will. Yeah.
Okay.
This'll be good. I speak of the devil. This is very awkward, yo.
Do you want me to be the narrator?
Okay.
Okay. Their sub-leader strolled in with two lunches in hand and sat next to her girlfriend, clearly not noticing that she was in her own little world. The bean slightly yawned and started to take out the first lunch.
Aichan, you ran off so quickly that you forgot your lunch. Zero. Okay.
She looked over to the 24-year-old and sighed at the sight that she was seeing. I was completely glued to the little rectangle game device in front of her. Her eyebrows were scrunched together in concentration, and she bit her bottom lip. In short, whatever she was playing was clearly more important than eating her lunch at the moment. Risa shook her head and started a battle that she was all too familiar with.
You're gonna be hungry later if you don't eat. If you don't eat now, you know.
Yeah.
It only says, yeah, once!
Okay, yeah. She knew that, A, snatching the DS away from I would cause the whole world to end. B, trying to talk to her about putting it down wouldn't work. And C, even trying to do one or both of anything involving taking the item away would make the monkey stop talking to her for weeks. And Risa was in no mood to deal with a pissed off I-chan.
The only way to get her to eat and pay attention to me is to try to be interested. Again.
The bean scooted her chair close to I, and she started eating her food and leaned in to see what game her lover was playing. Sayu and Rina
dun, dun, dun.
watched in amusement as Risa pointed and tried to chat about what was going on the screen.
Looks like Gaxan's gonna try that. I'm going to pretend that I'm totally interested when I'm really not trick this time. Oh, I need to breathe after that one.
Reyna nodded at Sayu's comment as she sipped on her water and leaned back in her chair. The two rookies were always amused about how their sub-leader had new ways to try to get her girlfriend's attention. There was even times when they would bet on who would win the constant little battles. And as usual, the bunny voted for I and was winning by 3.
Betting pool.
But by now, Risa had her chin resting on her elder's left arm, listening to what I had to do to get to the next level. After a few minutes, the bean sat up and went into her bag, taking out her phone and trying to see if I would step out of her dream world with a recent happening with her sister. The monkey looked up and at the screen for a moment, only to go back to her game.
That's I-chan.
Oh, that's pretty funny. She slightly pouted and looked around.
I think I need to stop because my throat's getting dry.
She slightly pouted and looked around in frustration as the rookies quietly giggled to themselves. She scratched the back of her head and looked back to I as she mumbled to herself.
Looks like I'm going to have to try something else.
Risa got up from her chair and somehow...
What are you laughing about, man?
Because every time you cough, he stops.
Okay. He likes to hear my cough.
Risa got up from her chair and somehow sat in the little space that was left behind her lover's chair. The bee lovingly wrapped her arms around her woman's neck and nuzzled her head between eyes, shoulders, and neck.
Looks like she's getting desperate. I might just win this round again, Reyna-chan. That's horrible.
That really
My
is.
Pronunciation sucked. I can pronounce better than that. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Just shut it, Sayu. You and I both know that I-chan has to give into Gaki-san eventually.
The bunny just giggled and looked on while Risa softly talked to I in her sweetest voice.
I-chan smells really nice.
Noticing that there wasn't going to be a reply this time anytime soon, the bean looked at the DS screen and gasped.
How did this turn into that?
There was a few moments of silence as I just nodded and continued playing, clearly not paying attention to the poor girl on her back. Reyna sighed and sat up. Finished with her lunch, she picked up her phone and camera. The kitten was clearly bored with the show she was watching.
I'm going to go take some pictures for my blog and take a nap for a bit. Tell me who wins. All right!
5 minutes passed by, and the bean was still snuggling behind the monkey. She muzzled her neck again and mumbled the same line that she said earlier, a bit louder.
Eichan smells really nice.
Yet again, no reply was made by I. Her whole being was set on the game in her hands. Wow. Is she playing some dating sim or something? Risa pointed to the screen again, seeing all the game characters, and spoke again.
All of them are just messing around.
I finally spoke up, but her eyes were still focused on the screen. It doesn't seem so.
Is that supposed to be me? Un. It doesn't look like me at all.
The older replied with another yeah and continued playing as her girlfriend cutely said hello to the mini character version of herself. After another long 5 minutes, even Sayu was starting to get bored. She had taken pictures of herself for lunch and even made two blog entries at this point, but she knew that if she left now, she would never know who won the battle. She took her eyes off her phone and noticed that the sub-leader is now slightly pinching Ai's arm to her wrist to try to get something out of the woman.
She's really getting desperate now.
I took her eye off the game for a moment to see what was bothering her wrist. She slightly raised to and asked, "What is this?"
"This? It's skin."
The two giggled at the silly moment until Ice fixation went back to her game, causing Risa to move her head off the monkey's shoulder and rest her chin on the top of her head. She was clearly reaching the limits of her pitiful reflection in the mirror, was not helping her mood at all. She looked at Ice through the reflection. The older still had that blank yet concentrated look on her face.
"I'm feeling sleepy."
"Well, if you are, why don't you just turn off the game and take a nap before we get called back in?"
"Oh, that was supposed to be the other way around."
"Okay, I'm sorry." "Okay."
"No, okay, 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 okay. I got mixed up there."
"Okay. I'm feeling sleepy."
"Well, if you are, why don't you just turn off the game and take a nap before we get called back in?"
I shook her head. Risa sighed and continued looking into the reflection for a few minutes until she rested her head back on her girlfriend's shoulders.
Rested her hair.
After another 5 minutes went by, and Sayu noticed that the bean wasn't moving or saying anything. All she could hear was the game music and soft breathing. The bunny smirked to herself and took a picture of the couple to show Reina and maybe put on the blog later. "Well, it looks like I won the game again this time, Reina Chan." "I'm sorry, I stepped in your line. Go ahead."
No, go. It's okay, keep going."
"Okay. Well, looks like I won the game again this time, Reina Chan." Sayu sat up from her chair and happily skipped off to find Reina to tell her the good news.
"Oh, Reina!"
"Okay."
"And.
Oh, my God.
And.
I think we should just edit this part out."
"Why?"
"I don't know. I think this will kill the listeners."
"Yeah. Why?"
"It didn't get fun after a while. It just got boring."
"Yeah, it got
kind
of
silly."
"I don't know."
"Edited."
Who knows what people might like?
Yeah, well, in fact, I embarrassed myself
even more.
"Well,
edited.
We'll see."
"Well, I think all of them realize that none of us are gainfully employed as voice actors, so."
Nah, but it just got boring. It didn't get as fun anymore.
You were laughing at me the whole time.
Yeah, because you were pretty funny, but then after that, it just got boring.
Aww.
Well, I think people were having fun while doing it.
How about we test it out, and if people say it sucks, then we'll stop it.
Only show the first one.
God, this sucks.
No.
It sucks so bad.
Don't guys, ever say it out loud again.
You guys need some confidence.
Probably. I don't know. I just this feeling that it's probably just going to flop.
Yeah. That just made me realize I should never read my stuff out loud ever again.
Never again.
I thought it worked fine.
Can you imagine if we did one of Essie's stuff? That would be long.
She'll kill us. She would kill us.
Yes, she would kill us.
We wouldn't exist anymore.
We couldn't be serious.
Her wrath swiped us out from existence.
She'd get vampire Eitan on us.
And assassin Eitan.
So oh god.
Two Eitans after us.
Oh lord. But wait, no, but then, first of all, Assassin Eitan would probably try and, like, be all pimp Eitan and swoon us over, and then she'd kill us.
Yes, it was death by Eitan, or death by double Eitan.
Yes.
But Kai, Bean, we should definitely do, like, a radio show. It'd be fun.
Oh my god.
Lots of crack.
And I can even write it. I can probably just say it.
Yeah, just say random stuff, random times.
Okay. Well, we have gone over 3 hours now.
Yeah, I think we finished.
Getting tired.
I think it's because it's getting late and we're tired that we're acting this stupid.
Probably. My face kind of hurts from smiling too much.
Oh my gosh, I bet Rokun and Rindy are going to probably think we're insane.
Yeah.
The rest of this.
Yeah, definitely. But I started the insanity, so just, I guess, blame it on me.
Oh no. I'll take it with you. We'll take it together.
And okay. Then get beat up.
Alright, well... I guess it's about time to formally end the show.
Should we just wrap up the things we said?
It'll take like another hour.
Oh god. Okay, so I'll just wrap up with the fanfic stuff. So, remember what I said with the fanfics. Write your notes.
Draw them if you want to.
Yes, because they help. And don't be too critical.
Keep going.
During the process of making a story, because it's okay to make mistakes, and you're going to have to mess around a little bit to get a good idea. But you should try, if that doesn't work, then try and wait so you can get the feel of the story and the characters. That helps a lot, too. And do you want to add something?
Yeah, I was going to say, and don't read your stuff out loud in a really, really stupid voice. No way.
No, the stupid.
No, actually, it helps to read out the description out loud because then you can find that, oh, this sentence doesn't work. It sounds too cheesy or, like, doesn't sound realistic. So do that, but do it when you're alone in a house.
Or yeah, doesn't
no one's around.
Or doesn't sound cheesy enough.
Oh, God. Purposely make things cheesy.
My mom probably thinks I'm insane.
Probably are. Somewhere in the back of your head you are.
It all depends on what type of story you're writing.
I'm just reading all of this out loud right now.
If you make it crack like my fanfic with Christmas with Santa Eddie.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Or double Eitan. No, Essie will kill us.
Oh, yeah. She probably will. So we're pimping Essie's stuff now, huh?
Mm.
She'll probably definitely kill us because she hasn't updated anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
That, and she's moving on to AKB!
Hey, AKB! 48!
No, I know, you're definitely crazy.
No, that's like the intro to their song. It's like a black guy who sings it. Dead serious. I didn't even know until like last year. It's a black dude who sings that part.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, oh, you, Rudy! Literally, it's like the intro song.
So there's some info about AKB when we didn't ask for it.
Also, coming very soon to the fan fiction section of JP Hip will be Petals.
Good word.
Which we were just rather cheesily reading from.
Yes, yeah. Very cheesily.
And I just want to say, I hope that this winter break, people will not be busy and will actually write. Please. Please. What? It's not just for your gain, it's for mine.
What?
So, I can't guarantee that I'll write anything. But if you want to read anything that I write, just look at SNSD fanfiction. That's where I am mostly.
Well, I have three. I'm going to be having three separate HB stories going simultaneously now.
Well, I mean, mostly because I say that because if I read a one-shot or a fanfiction chapter, like I's story, I get so motivated to just write something, and I'm like, yeah, I got it. And I start writing, and it, even if it's a sentence, I feel good.
She's so proud.
Yes. If I get even a sentence, it's a miracle.
I wrote one sentence, and it's a run-on.
Not even. It's like, I wrote one sentence.
Or a fragment.
No, it's like, I wrote a sentence, and it's, hey, what's so?
Usa, usa, usa.
This cap is a full one.
And I feel so good about myself. No, not really.
But... yeah, not really. You want to think you do.
Yeah. But usually it's just like I open Word and I say I'm going to write, and then Tumblr takes all my attention.
Tumblr yes. eats people's souls, man. It's so fun. Yes.
Well, just remember this. Success is 10% hard work and 90% not letting the internet distract you.
I thought it was 90% procrastination.
Well, the internet distracts me. I kind of get ideas from that. That's how break time came about.
Okay. Internet is magical.
Yes, and if I didn't have internet, then I wouldn't be able to write because half of those stories either come from blog translations or song.
Oh, yeah. That works.
So, yeah.
Wow, if I would write Morning with Somebody fic, but it's kind of hard, so I'm taking requests. So people give me requests, and don't get...
Takagaki!
That's one of my rules, man! Don't just give me the damn herring. I need some background. I need some character development, something.
Fluffy, cute, that trip is... to the zoo with... two girls that one name ends with I and the other one ends with A, and one used to be in Morning Musume but she isn't anymore, and she used to be the leader but then the other one is now the leader.
What the hell, man? Your brain is very scattered.
I didn't tell you the pairing, did I?
Not really. You just said zoo and letters, and I don't know what the hell was. Just the fact that they're two females. So I got the gender and I got a zoo. How the hell am I supposed to work with that? Okay, so yeah. I have rules. You gotta listen to my rules.
Well,
rules are for fools.
Well,
just give me the pairing, give me the place. The background and the character development. Send it to me through PM and I will see if I will accept it.
You better accept mine. I made a verbal PM.
You expect me to remember that?
However, As we heard earlier, or at least it was hinted earlier, in Petals, Takahashi and Nigaki are a secondary pairing. But
they're not
going to
hook up, though, are they?
Well, they're kind of like, this isn't really a hookup type story. Since
I like how he somehow ends up pimping himself after.
I know, right?
Who pimps themselves?
You put shameless plugging. I'm like, okay, shameless, so I'll work on this fic and this and that. And you're like, so by the way, my fic is here, and just read it.
It's like an infomercial.
Where is your modesty, man?
Why shouldn't it be an infomercial?
This is like the one that you see on YouTube where you're like, oh, this is the shit. I'm going to watch some cool, funny video of Morning Musume or SNSD. And then it's like a freaking advertisement of something you don't even care about.
You know what this reminds me of?
You can't even skip it.
That one DVD magazine where they had Hello Project members make an infomercial out of whatever they grabbed out of the box.
It's crazy.
Oh,
insert Aichan's huge grin.
It was kind of creepy, I'll tell you that.
But I just love how she's speaking Japanese and then, it's crazy, guy. Blah, 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 blah. It's crazy. Blah, 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 blah. Like, literally, every other word was, it's crazy. And then it's just Japanese that I don't understand.
It's really funny. It's almost like that, but not the funniness. Just that.
I think we need to go to bed.
Seriously, do, because I'm getting tired. And sometimes
let's wrap this. Let's seriously, seriously, seriously wrap this up now.
On this show, we had Rokun and we had Randy on for a while, but they peaced out. So we're finishing with myself, Resop, Writer Junkie, and Kawaii Bean.
Yay!
Kawaii Bean has to come on again. She has to come on again because she's the only one who laughs at my funniness.
Well, I laugh easily, that's why.
She likes my humor, and not a lot of people do.
Okay.
You're lonely.
And Kawaii Beam, what one shot were we reading from earlier?
Break time.
Break time by Kawaii Beam. Read it.
No, don't.
And
probably just ruined it for you.
probably did.
And supposedly the queen of fluff. I don't know why, but supposedly I am.
Because it's you.
All I can write is that.
Fluff is good. You want the fluff.
Yes, and supposedly I'm good at pervs, but.
Well, it's not that hard to make but, one, unless you're like Shapiro, like I said. Like,
who's ever reading that and liking it, you must be on something.
Really? You must be on something?
Yeah. Earlier, we were reading from a soon-to-be-released fanfic called Petals.
Petals. That's full of crack.
Self-promotion.
Poor self-promotion. I'm going to, rip things apart.
A fanfic which was... Where the pairings and the casting was fan sourced,
and there's a 7 in the title.
Yes, right. That's the thing that should catch your eye. The fact there's a 7 in a title.
Yep, shook you right in.
Well, actually, in we find out later in the first chapter that Takahashi Ai isn't as cool as she thinks she is, and the title is really kind of a reflection that I really thinks that she's like really cool, but will come up with ideas that are really really stupid.
She thinks she's a word, but she really has a number in it.
No.
So not only does he pimp himself, he gives spoilers away like candy.
You children, take my spoilers.
Yeah. I'm a spoiler.
I didn't even hear what you said because it sounded like you despised.
Okay. I said, here, children, take my spoilers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I must sound like a real jerk right now. I keep interrupting you.
Don't give away spoilers, man.
Okay. And besides Petals, also ongoing are An Annoying Paradise, the Ika as a Boy saga, and also a new refurbished saga called Club Idol, where the Gookers are a independent idol group trying to make it in a rather
idol world.
No, it's much more of an underground, kind of very oversexed type environment. It's a very Arrow story.
Oh my God! Shut up.
Where almost all the storylines revolve around sex.
Can't go wrong, sex.
You know, I learned how to say sex in Japanese from my teacher.
Really?
Because we were learning how to say shimasu, but in like the normal like cultural form. And I couldn't get it right half the time, so my teacher, she told me a way how to remember is if someone ever asks you to say sudu, it means they're asking you for sex, so you always have to say shinai, which means I don't.
I don't sex!
So we literally went through sudu, shinai, sudu, shinai.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's an interesting one there.
Yeah, there's probably another way to say it, but that's not.
There's so many ways to say like one thing in Japanese. It's insane. I don't know why
it is. It is. It's hard. I probably forgot half of them.
Yeah, because there's so much. That's why.
Well, I think one of the best examples is the fact that there's like these three words that mean have completely different uses, but they all mean the word you.
Pronouns?
Like anata? No, not anata.
Yeah. Anata would be used in like a formal situation.
No, but it's still rude to use that anyways.
No.
No, anata's like the most formal way.
Yeah, it's
really. It is, but my friend, like, she's from Japan, and she told me not to ask someone anything using anata. She said to always use their name and use that at the end.
Oh.
She said it's rude to use any pronoun.
Well, if you don't know the person's name, then anata is acceptable. Kimi is a word that you would only use with people that you knew well. And teme would be if you were going to like pick a fight with somebody. It roughly means you bastard.
So if you want to fight with someone in Japan, just say that.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah. just addressing them by teme is probably enough to start a fight.
Say it in a Yankee. You got to say it in a Yankee place.
Teme!
Well, I think the Yankees might not even notice it because that probably be a word that they all used.
Probably.
Yeah,
we should really finish this now. We're going off again.
Yeah, we really are. Okay. Wow. So that's it. If people want to read my stories, I'm only writing stories of SNSD right now, but
the boys out generation make you
and the fanfic I suggest for the SNSD is Colors of the Heart and
we'll bring the boys out.
No, what is wrong with you, Tom? Oh, I actually saw them at the fan meet in October. It was pretty cool.
Lucky.
Yeah. Tiffany was awesome. Oh, yeah, that was fun, too, at the concert. Love my voice for a bit. So much awesomeness. Go to SM Town if you can. If you like that company or whatever.
If they ever come to Miami, which they probably never will, I will try and go.
They might, like, go to somewhere else, maybe LA again, maybe New York again, maybe Canada, because Canada's doing, like, a whole bunch of flash mobs. Maybe they'll...
Yeah, too far away from me.
It's not that far, man!
I live in Florida.
So...
Half of those places, I'm on the bottom of the U.S. Everything is on the top or on the exact opposite side of the country.
Anyways, I know someone who was from Maryland and they went to New York to see SM Town.
They probably either have a lot of luck and they have a car. I have neither.
Damn, that really sucks, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but as we were ending the podcast.
I can't seem to end this. I'm sorry for whoever has to listen to all of this.
Thank you for listening.
It never ends because as soon as we get close to an end, somebody immediately starts self-promoting.
Or someone starts saying random stuff like, but bring the boys out.
Okay. But bring the boys out. I hate that song, to be honest.
Okay. So remember to bring the boys out and to check out the
fanfiction. Bring the girls out.
Check out the fan fiction section of JP Hip.
Don't read your own fan fictions in a silly voice.
Yeah, don't do that. Read Cody meme stuff because it's pretty awesome.
It's not.
Do you dare not accept my blessing? I think I can tell potential when I see it, you know.
And remember to read all of our stuff, you know.
And everybody else's, because they're awesome too.
Yeah, show some JP Hip love.
And write. Write so you can't write no more.
And respect me, because I am mod, and I have modly powers.
Yes.
Because you're mustard yellow.
I'm not mustard yellow.
That's the color, isn't it?
No, it's pink, man.
It's pink. I thought it was yellow.
And
the yellow.
If anyone wants to leave me any completely insulting, degrading comments to any of my effects, they would be quite appreciated because I really need a laugh every now and then.
Oh yeah, seems like it.
Never let Kawaii Babe on here again. She drags it out.
Oh my god. Kawaii Babe, we need to, like, shut your mouth. Okay, so we're leaving now. Bye bye.
Okay,
yes. Johnny.
Okay, so. No, Hantani. It's Jamata time.
What the hell does that mean? Alright, I'm leaving. Bye.
I'm sorry. Jamata. Jamata.
Peace.